Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Chaf Vav, Menachas 26a, pagination is 51. In the wide lines, we're about midway of the wide lines, towards the beginning of the line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Shalo b'chli shares pasul. If you process the mincha without using a kli shares, a vessel from the Beis HaMikdash, pasul, it's invalid. Rabbi Shimon Machshe and Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Now, we jump to Rashi to clarify what is it that we're talking about. The concept obviously is that somehow you could go ahead and try to process the mincha without a kli shares. And the Tanakhama is saying you absolutely must, whereas Reb Shimon is a dissenting opinion, it's still kosher. So Rashi tells us, Shalo b'chli shares, shalo kidesh kometz b'chli shares. It's referring to the kometz being placed into a holy vessel and using that, bringing it to the Mizbeach. And what you would do instead, presumably, is just leave it in your hand. Says Rashi, de betechilas mincha vaday lo pligi de bo ikli. Because if you're referring to the beginning of the mincha, meaning when the flour is originally placed in the kli shares, typically, in order to make it kadosh, holy, there's no getting around that you need a kli for that. So again, what the discussion here was is regarding Shalokidesh Kometz Bikli Shares, that he did not place the Kometz, that fistful, into a Kli Shares. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim Yud Aleph Vav, Hoysa HaMincha Shalo Bikli Shares, if either the original Mincha was not in a Kli Shares, O Shahotza Komtza Shalo Bikli Shares, or you never bothered to put the kometz into a kli shares, these cases are psula, are going to be invalid. Let's continue in the Mishnah. Hikdir komtza pa'amayim kshera. If he burnt the kometz on the mizbeach, but he did it in two shifts, it took him two times in order to be able to do it, because he did half. Kishera, the Mishnah says, it's still kosher. There is a scenario that you'd be able to go ahead and divide the kometz, bringing it on the Mizbeach. Let's turn the page, and about 15 lines down, maybe 20, you'll see the first word on the line is ktani, and then we see the Gemara will elaborate on this second case of the Mishnah. Hikter komtza pa'amayim kshera. If the person brought the kometz in two shifts, it's kosher. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, pa'amayim, two shifts, v'lo pa'ame pa'amayim, but not any further multiple shifts. Three would not be acceptable. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, pa'amayim, twice, two shifts, va'afilu pa'amay pa'amayim, and even if it takes three shifts more, no problem. Mai beinayu, what are they arguing about? What's the difference between these two viewpoints? Amar Rabzeira said, there are two topics here. Yesh kometz pachos mishnei zesim. Number one, is it possible to have a kometz that has less than two zesim olive sizes? V'yesh haktara pechusa mikazayis. And pretty much an outgrowth of that discussion is going to be whether there's such a thing as haktara, burning, less than a kazayis. Ike benayu, that's the difference between these two opinions. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sovar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said that you can't have more than twice, holds, Ein komets pachos mishnei zesim. There's no such thing as a kmitza that will achieve less than two zesim. Ve'ein aktara pechusa mikazayis. And you're not allowed to have burning on the mizbeach without it being a kazayis, a portion, a halachic portion. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi looked at the Mishnah that said that you could divide a kometz into two applications onto the fire. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, precisely, two. It can't be more than that, because your typical kometz is going to have shnei zesim, certainly not less, and you therefore can divide it twice. You could divide it twice so that you get a kazayis in each application, if you will. Because he holds that you can't do less than a kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, yesh kometz pochos mishnei zesim. There is such a thing as a kometz less than two zesim. And therefore, when the Mishnah said you could divide it into two, it was allowing you to make an application onto the fire that's less than a kazayis. Because if it starts off with less than two, then dividing it into two is going to give you less than one in each portion. V'yesh haktara pechusa mikazayis. And therefore, we learn that you're allowed to put onto the mizbeach less than a kazayis at a time. And if so, pa'ame pa'amayim. You could divide the kometz even further than just the two that the Mishnah described. Now, we of course would like to know, how do we paskin between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan? And we take a look at the Rambam. And the Rambam in Maaseh HaKorbanos, the end of the 13th perek, writes, Ein kometz pachos michishnei zesim. There's no such thing as a kometz less than two zesim. Which would seem to indicate that he was following the approach of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And one would therefore expect that if a kometz is not less than shnei zesim, it has to be at least two zesim, then there's a very understandable reason why the Mishnah only allowed you to divide it into two, and therefore we should be following Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's approach of v'lo pa'amei pa'amayim, and not any further than just the division of two applications. We go to Psulei HaMikdashim in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav. And the Rambam writes, Mincha shehiktir komtza pa'amayim kishera. If a person burns the kometz in two shifts, it's kosher. Okay, so far that's the Mishnah. Everybody agrees to that. Continues the Rambam, afilu pa'amim rabos. And by the way, you could even divide it further into multiple applications onto the fire. One second. Our Gemara seemed to indicate that that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. If you're going to be allowed to further divide it, that means you end up with less than a kazayis. Or do you? Says the Rambam, Fuhu sheyakter kazayis bevasachas, provided that you have a kazayis in each application, she'ein haktara pechusa mikazayis, because you can never have a haktara that's less than a kazayis. So actually, the Rambam is being consistent, but he's like a step ahead of us. The Gemara discussed a typical case where a kometz was two kazayisim, maybe a little more, but certainly not less. And the Gemara assumed at two kizesim, you could divide it into two, and that was the typical case, and that's what the Mishnah discussed. The Rambam is coming a step further to alert you that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's ruling, pa'amayim, velo pa'amei pa'amayim, twice, but not more, is not really a hard and fast ruling in the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, im haya hakometz gadol, if the kometz is big, sheyesh bo kamo zesim, he's got a really big hand, and he's got multiple zesim, three, maybe four. It's perfectly fine to divide it as long as you make sure that in every application you're getting a kezayis. And therefore, the Rambam, when he presented, is very definitive that you need a kezayis in each haktara, and very definitive, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that a kometz has at least two kezesim, and that's why the Mishnah was allowing you to divide it, because each one has to be a kezayis. He's adding, afilu pa'amim rabos, even according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it is theoretically possible to be allowed to do multiple applications by the haktara, by the burning, if indeed each haktara would have a kezayis, because the kometz happens to be very big. If that's true, it's fine. And going back to the Gemara, where we said, v'lo pa'amei pa'amayim, it meant on a typical kometz, which is between two and three kezesim. You may take note that Art Scroll, in footnote 13, quotes the Stipler Shiurin Shel Torah with the discussion of how big a kometz seems to be according to our hands, and that it doesn't seem to achieve, by the average hand in our generation, a double kezayis. And that's an interesting thing to explore, but beyond our session. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.